Let's start with a serious situation, okay? Obviously, with Marcell Dareus. Obviously, we all know and we're all well aware that Marcell has made some poor decisions lately. And, you know, the one thing is that I've been working with him, he's dealing on a lot of personal issues, too. I spoke with him at length. You know, we spent a lot of time together talking about a lot of things. You know, as of now, you know, he's not going to be attending the OTAs, but he'll be attending the mandatory mini camp when we come back. I just want to make sure that I'm clear that everyone understands that I believe in Marcell, and I will do everything I can to make sure that we can get him on the right track. Really, that's the situation. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of personal talk, and that's really all I'm going to really comment on. And I understand that you'll ask some questions afterwards, but I'm going to keep repeating that, you know, the situation, the conversations that we had are between us. We're working this thing. I'm disappointed in all of our players anytime any of one of us, including myself, when we make poor decisions. And you know, it's a reflection of the team, which is a reflection of me, and it's a reflection on this organization. So you guys can go ahead and ask, and then, but, you know, I would rather move on and talk about other things with the team and where we're going.
So would you explain when you had your discussion?
I spoke to him last night.
Last night? Mm-hmm. And these were the lengthy discussions?
Lengthy, yes.
Would you characterize his not being here for OTAs as a disciplinary decision by you?
I'm glad you asked that question. No, it's not. It was a thing that we've talked about. How do we move forward in best dealing with being able to make better decisions and doing what we're doing? So I actually told that to the team. It wasn't a disciplinary action of leaving him from there. Thank you for clarifying.
So would you qualify that as kind of like a mutual decision? I mean, was it his choice saying, I don't think I should be there and get my act together kind of thing? Or
No, I wouldn't say that. He obviously, you know, he's trying to do the right thing. I promise you that. At the same time, I have to be careful in my language. Like, in other words, if I said, hey, I'm going to do this, we're in a voluntary period. So I have to be very careful of my language with the league. But to try to answer your question best, it was both of us sitting down and talking, how do we move forward? How do we get this thing right? Working together, all right, coming up with that decision.
Where will he be and what will he do over the next 2 years?
That is between myself, him, and other people that are very close to him. That's personal, but he'll be ready to go when he comes back here. That's being evaluated, and I'm watching it.
Was he injured at all in the accident?
To my knowledge, no. I can't comment on that.
Okay.
Coach, there was another car involved in the incident.
Yes.
Do you have any knowledge of any other players are involved?
Yes, I do have knowledge of it, but I cannot disclose that information at this time because of the legal process.
You've spoken with him. This is kind of the second incident that he's had.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear.
You can go back.
No,
I know this is the second incident he's had in a short period of time. Would you characterize this as a call for help? And I know you're helping him. What does the NFL have available to kind of help him do?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the NFL, you know, they make decisions on disciplinary action from the league standpoint. The one thing that I'm initially encouraged with is I am happy that Troy Vincent is involved with this league at a high level. I think that Troy, in my conversations with him, has an understanding of what we need to do, not just for this instance, but, you know, for all instances, for everything that's going on, of how we can, you know, better ourselves and help people make the right decisions.
So is it accurate to say that the Bills have contacted, or you have contacted Troy Vincent and the NFL to help?
No, that is not accurate at all. Okay, yeah,
just,
yeah.
Okay.
I just like the way the NFL is going with that.
Gotcha. So he's coming off as a victim again here somehow.
No, I don't.
That way. So why don't you
by whose thing? By me?
He needs help. I mean, he has personal issues.
It's wrong. Right.
But it's embarrassing in the organization. How does that feel?
Absolutely. I say this. Anyone that makes a poor decision hurts. Hurts. Okay? I have to do whatever I can to make sure that our players, our coaches, everyone, okay, makes a better decision. You're exactly right. Now, do you want to hear something different? Maybe you got to ask Doug. Maybe you ask Russ. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to do everything I can to help a 24-year-old man, okay, make better decisions. That's just how I feel.
If he's an average player, is he still on the team?
I think, you know what, I'll be honest with you. I think, is he on a team or not on a team? Yeah, I think he's on a team because I think we have a responsibility to try to help him to a point where, you know, and every case is different. And I've always been that way. If I feel that, if it comes from above me that, hey, we're done, then we're done. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to help someone until I feel that it's not right. And once I feel it's not right, I'll tell you guys.
What type of help are we talking about? Are we talking counseling?
I'm talking about personal issues that I've dealt with him on that I'm handling. That's it.
How concerned are you, Doug, about a suspension, and how do you prepare the team knowing that you could be without him?
Yeah, I think I just go ahead and I just, you know, just prepare the team to be ready to play, whether it's whether we're talking about suspensions, whether we're talking about injuries, whatever we're talking about anything. So I prepare the team the same way.
Coach repeatedly made poor decisions. Have you seen progress in him in terms of his thought process?
Yes, I have.
Coach, is racing before or after practice among players, is that a problem?
First of my knowledge, and it's a very, very poor decision and very, very dangerous.
Just to clarify, you said that you have knowledge of the other driver.
I know who the other driver is. I'm going to leave it at that to the legal process.
And statement from the police that they're investigating any legal driver. Are you talking to the police?
Legal process.
And finally, last week, Marcel missed the practice Thursday. He was in the weight room. Was that injury-related or something else?
Between him and I.
Okay.
All right. How about EJ throwing those passes today? Anything about that?
Why wasn't Marcel Darius out there catching those passes?
Is there anything?
You moved up the tip, right?
Great.
I got to deal with him too. It's the first time we've talked to him in a week. Mm-hmm. Any injury updates or anything like
that? We just had, Mario was getting checked out today just to make sure everything was okay. I'm trying to think of where my list is. We got a couple guys back. Roberson's back. A couple guys playing. Who was out? Obviously, Easley's still out. Really, everyone, you guys should have seen, whoever was on the field was participating. Go ahead, Mark. Yeah. He's just coming back a little bit, you know, from the weekend and soreness and stuff and from the lifting.
Darius Robinson, he hurt his shoulder last week.
Yeah, we're still being careful with him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Any updates on Lawson or Branch?
No. Mm-mm. I have no idea.
Coach, bringing McPherson on board, a player you're familiar with, tell me about, you know, bringing him in and giving him a shot here in the
show. I just think that, you know, I felt that he was a better option for us to upgrade that position. He has, you know, he's familiar with the system, but, you know, he's a tough kid. He's going to give us everything he has, and he has an opportunity. He's also a long snapper and a short snapper. So we'll see where it goes.
What have been your impressions so far of Jim Schwartz and his defense and what he's installing and how?
I like our defense. I like what we're installing. I like what we're doing. I like the coaches. I like how they're coaching. I like how they're on the field with the players. I like how the players are responding. I still think, though, we have a long way to go. Okay, but I do like the direction that we're headed.
How big of an adjustment is it to switch over for some of the players from Mike Pettine's game?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think that, you know, it all depends. I think when you talk from, you know, coach to coach and what we're asking them to do, you know, and someone being a three-point stance to a two-point stance and doing have the same responsibilities, that's really what we're talking about quite a bit. And we can still stand those guys up to do those responsibilities. So, you know, from that standpoint, it's just a matter of who you're talking to. And the thing about our defense was we might have had, like, an under-defensive tackle, but the same sense, make no mistake, we weren't 3-4 whatsoever. You know what I'm saying, last year.
Is there a concern, though, some of these guys, especially guys like Mike Williams, is, I believe, on his fourth defensive coordinator in four seasons, I believe. Is that a concern for you?
I think, I mean, if someone said in a perfect world where you want to be, but that world's not around. I mean, you know, until you have an organization that until we start winning, there's going to be coaches going through here. There's no doubt about that. So until we can, you know, get some stability and then, you know, and then the other thing you have to worry about is those coaches moving on. But then it's easy to hire from within. It's, you know, it's a lot easier on us to go that way.
If you allow me another Darius-related question, but it's about you.
Okay.
what is, when you find out about it, can you just put us in your mind what your reaction is, how you feel when this happens?
Right, wrong, or indifferent. When any player makes a poor decision, I always think where I made a mistake. So that's the truth. And I just feel that way. And, you know, and when I make decisions to not play people, bench them and all that other stuff, you know, I do it because, you know, winning, you know, don't get me wrong, my job is to win, and winning is important, but it's not as important as trying to help somebody. All right? I'd rather, you know, lose games, all right, and do the right thing in my mind. Not everybody else's mind, not the media's mind, not the public opinion's mind, my mind. I'd rather do the right thing. I can live with myself. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one that's going to have to live with myself. And that's just the way I treat it. And right, wrong, and different, it might not be what people want to hear, but, you know, that's more important to me, trying to do the right thing and help people than it is to win.
How would we clarify it just so we're accurate? Because you can't be excused from voluntary minicamps because they're voluntary.
Never said it.
No, exactly. Right. So
are you trying to get me fined?
No, I'm. Well, actually, I just.
I know the wording's tough. It really is. So like I said, it's not a punishment.
Yes.
Not a punishment. I didn't say, look, I need to get you out of here.
Yes.
I didn't say that. Okay. I didn't say I need you to stay, and he say I don't want to stay. It was a conversation of, okay, all right, how are we going to move forward? How are we going to get this thing done? I'm taking a bigger role in it. I'm becoming more personally responsible.
Did you not want him to face us today? Is that part of it?
Excuse me?
Did you not want him to face the media?
I didn't even think about that. My point was on him.
Mutual decision, Doug?
Yeah. Okay. I'm happy with it. I'm comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. What we talked about.
So reach the mutual decision might be the best way to...
That's the truth. I mean, you know, or, hey, this is what's best for you. And, okay, I think that's what's best for me. Yeah, so here we go. All right.